Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hello, we'll bring in the Goth Ninjas here in just 1 second, but I have to tell you about our Patreon page at BobSeskaShow.com. It's absolutely the best way to support this podcast. You can sign up for as little as $1 a month or as much as $15 a month. In fact, if you sign up at the $15 per month level, you'll get our Tuesday and Thursday shows presented without commercials. We take out all the commercials for you. Plus, you'll also get 2 postmortem mini shows recorded after the credits on our Tuesday and Thursday podcasts. And you'll also get the subscription-only After Party podcast on Fridays with its revealing discussions about sex, drugs, rock and roll, and politics. Again, that's BobSeskaShow.com, or just click the all caps Patreon link beneath the logo at BobSeska.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Broadcasting from Resistance Headquarters, relentlessly fighting back against the clown dictator and his regime of deplorables.
Never give up, never surrender.
This is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
You can't stand there. We say it makes you feel like a real man when you shoot.
It's a nice feeling. I enjoy it.
It feels good. Your body feels alive, good, like a proper man.
Especially when you're shooting a machine gun.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So how many can
it's about 800 rounds per minute.
Walla is a good gun. 800 per minute. Yeah. It means you have many criminals try to you can.
Yeah, you can just waste them. After I'm done with guns, I always go to the topless club.
Walla, I like it very much.
Only shoot
a gun and to see a big...
That really sums it up.
This is what a man should do. A man should be able to shoot a gun and enjoy...
Look at naked women.
Yes.
Yes.
High five!
Come on through. It's all about I kick your ass, Osama.
Wawa wiwa! You are a real man! High five! Can you buy this gun for self-defense?
It's possible. It's not easy to.
Can you buy anti-tank gun for self-defense?
You can.
Good.
In Texas.
Bob Seska! Today's Rachel Maddow Show Award for Headline Excellence goes to Bob Seska.
The Bob Seska Show.
Godspeed to A.G. James of the great state of New York. From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, August 6, 2020, and this is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com. Hi, what's up? My name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hello. Day 1,295 of the Trump crisis, 89 days until the 2020 presidential election. And look, right over there, it's the Goth Ninja!
The Haberman sound.
I love it. Oh, man, it is Jody Hamilton from the Bunker podcast, from-the-bunker.com. Also, T-Rex, David Ferguson from the T-Rex Report podcast. Lots of music happening over there, patreon.com/theTRexReport. Lots of great summertime music for you waiting from David Ferguson.
We have our debut show on Saturday night at 9:30.
Oh, that's right. You're going to do the debut show of Astral Summer. Yeah, sounds good.
Twitch is apparently the platform they've picked, and I need to download all that and get it ready to go. But we're going to be like on my living room sofa playing a show. We'll see.
Yeah, Twitch is the thing because Tony Atamanek does a show on Twitch. He does Coffee with Tony every day over there, which is kind of entertaining. It's really fun.
God damn it.
But yeah, that's great.
I have a whole bunch of cool audio plugins to use whenever I do another broadcast. I've got to do an interview. Hey, Jody, you want to do a show?
I'm doing another show tomorrow. I did 5 podcasts a week ago.
Oh my God. Jody is like the Michael Caine of podcasts.
I'm the Ryan Seacrest of podcasting.
No, I go with Michael Caine. He's so much cooler. Yeah. I saw him on Letterman and he was like, how do you choose your roles? He's like, well, if it says he dives into the mud as bullets splatter down around him, screaming, I don't take the part. If it says he appears in a beautiful tuxedo, sipping a cocktail and says witty things, yeah, I take the bloody part.
Yeah, he also did it by location.
Hey, that was great. That was fantastic. That was a really good Michael Caine impression.
Dustin Hoffman gave him shit for that. Because he's so method. When he was doing the movie Hero, and he spent like a week in the Hudson River, and he goes, maybe Michael Caine's got something on this.
Yeah, there's a whole meme about Michael Caine saying never. So last night, the Trump stress finally got to me. Man, I was hitting like a low ebb where it's a combination of stress, anger, and fear, combining into a cocktail of just like borderline insanity. That's what I was feeling last night. And I'll tell you why I started thinking about that, or started feeling these overwhelming emotions about everything that's going on right now. I think the trigger was the Kanye West news. Mm-hmm. And that is that. I don't know if you're aware of this, David, but Kanye West has now been...
No, I know. The Republican operatives are putting him on the ballot in swing states because it's just enough, possibly. Uh-huh. If things go like they did in 2016... It could conceivably swing those swing states to Trump, but it will not go like it did. Nothing's going to go like it did in 2016. Well, this is the problem of only knowing one trick.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is they're thinking that black voters will vote for Kanye because he's black.
Yeah.
Which is so racist and stupid. It's like people going, well, women will vote for Sarah Palin because she's a chick.
Yeah, right.
No? It just shows you what basic thick crayon base kind of thinking that they are, their whole minds just work like Teletubbies or something.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. I'm not at all concerned about African American voters voting for Kanye West. And here's why. There's no one who is more freaked out about Trump getting reelected than African American voters. The people I'm worried about the most, though, are the contrarians. I was talking about this with John Fugelsang on his show last night. It's the contrarians, the both parties are the same. I don't like either party. They're all corporatists and they're all evil. And so
they're still saying that at this point. Just block them.
Yeah, I know.
Just ignore them. They are no longer relevant to the conversation.
But they still exist. It's that whole Joe Rogan universe of contrarianism.
Oh my God, Joe Rogan. Somebody I know just posted a Joe Rogan video about people leaving California. It's like people are losing their jobs. This is an expensive state, so if they're leaving, that's probably why.
Yeah, it's absolutely
Joe Rogan is like that pink ring from a dirty toilet in human form.
Shit. See, I still consider Joe Rogan kind of a friend. I mean, I've known Joe Rogan was my first animation client back in 1999. He hired me to make cartoons for his website. And so I feel this degree of massive soul-crushing disappointment every time I hear him talking about how, oh, Joe Biden has cognitive issues and we can't possibly vote for that guy because of that, not even taking into consideration the magnitude of the fucking Trump madness. It is as if, I mean, it's just, again, it's the whole contrarian thing, and I don't want to make this about Joe Rogan, but there are...
part of it is that these people understand that they found their niche.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like Candace Owens. You know, it's like this. Nobody pays attention to me when I say the truth.
Right.
So I'm going to find an angle here.
Yeah,
he knows that if the Trump administration goes away, he loses his current stat, his current angle.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, there's also this. I don't know if it's growing. I don't know if it's shrinking, but it still exists. There's a population of American voters specifically who have these effed up ideas, these attitudes about American politics, where it's kind of just a game. The presidency is inconsequential. Oh, who becomes? It doesn't matter who's president because they're all the same. Both of the parties are exactly the same. Doesn't matter.
They're saying that now, after 4 years of what we've had.
Yeah.
then they're like, they're like pissing on your leg and telling you it's raining. Just
right.
Ignore
right.
those people. Just block them because, I mean, it's just.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not concerned.
We have to stay eyes on the prize.
Yeah.
Seska.
Well, I'm not concerned about them on Twitter. I assure you. I don't give a shit about, you know, the contrarians on Twitter or social media. It's about what they do in the voting booth. And all it requires in this age of elections coming down to 1 or 2 percentage points as the margin between the winner and the loser, those people actually end up making a difference. I mean, look back at the 2016 numbers as far as how many of them voted for Jill Stein, how many of them voted for maybe Gary Johnson too. But I mean, Jill Stein in Wisconsin received 31,000 votes in Wisconsin. Right. Donald Trump won Wisconsin by only 22,000 votes.
Right.
So that indicates that there were enough people in Wisconsin voting for Jill Stein to swing the election to Donald Trump. And that's all it takes. So I mean, I think my stress was precipitated by not only the existence of this spoiler candidate wedged into ballots by the Republican Party, but then also the knowledge that there are people who will actually vote for Kanye West. I mean, the way I was describing it to Fugelsang last night is that you got voter ID and you got voter purges, all forms of existing voter suppression. And now all of these things lumped on top of it. And that's where I was last night, just thinking about now the Postal Service shenanigans, whether it's the Kanye West thing, whether it's foreign interference, things that we haven't even heard of yet because they're happening in the background. It was all stacking up for me. And that's ultimately my
point. I understand
that,
but you should have listened to Tom Hartman then in the third hour yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Because well, you know, it might have calmed you down because he had people that were Jill Stein supporters and Bernie Sanders supporters last time that voted that way that are Biden all the way right now.
Mm.
And so luckily those swing voters, those contrarians, if you like, aren't as the numbers aren't there as far as we can tell at the moment. They just people understand that are paying attention that if they do this again, Trump gets reelected and their little, you know, unicorns and rainbow fantasies are never going to happen. And it's like certain people that we know are still saying, I'm not voting. And it's like, and you think you're going to get your policies when Biden doesn't win? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
It's like, it's mind boggling. It's like, you really think that you're going to get Medicare for all with a President Trump again?
Yeah.
Do you really fucking think that the public option is all that bad? Is that what you're bitching about? Because that's Medicare for all is not in the DNC platform? Mm. Fuck you.
Yeah.
It's going to go. It'll happen eventually, hopefully, before I need Medicare and can get it when I'm 65. But because I'm close to that now. But I hope that everybody can get, if we get the public option passed, that's going to open, and it's regulated that every doctor has to accept it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's again, the only way it'll work.
That's what exactly, in my town, by the way, I love when Spicy Jody appears. I get goosebumps. But in my town, like the doctors like are all Republicans, and they had a big meeting, and they were just like, none of us are going to take any of the Obamacare policies. Mm-hmm. And so you have to drive out of town to go to the dentist if you have the market.
Right.
I can't even. They've jacked up the rate, so I can't even afford an Obamacare policy. It's as much as my share of the rent.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's I don't have any health insurance.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for the people I'm talking about, though, there's very little motivation driven by issues. It's mostly just this disrespect for politics. It's a disrespect for the presidency. It's this modern thing where, you know, the president has to be someone who you can have a beer with, or it's okay to have a businessman president, or it's okay to have a celebrity president. Doesn't even matter because it doesn't affect me. It's that rank dumb fuckery that annoys the piss out of me. So that's where my frame of mind was. And it should have been better because I talked to Glenn Kirshner yesterday on my show, and Glenn Kirshner is a effing genius. I mean, you've got to listen to my interview show from yesterday. We had a whole discussion about the Trump Crimes Commission, which is his his idea for pursuing, you know, the entire Trump conspiracy, including the Trump family and so on, after they're out of office. And so that was quite a relief to be talking about that. And that put me in a good frame of mind. And then I saw this Kanye West thing and it down goes the roller coaster. And then, I mean, this is all leading up to the point of what I'm trying to get to with all of this is that while I was totally Jesse Pinkman at that point in time,
you can't keep getting this. Yeah. You can't keep getting away with it.
I was that guy. And then the Deutsche Bank news dropped. Uh-huh. And then suddenly the clouds parted and it was just suddenly, exactly. I just felt so good to know that even in your darkest hour, so if you wait long enough, it's almost like the weather in Hawaii. If you wait long enough, the weather's mm-hmm. going your way. If you wait 5 minutes, right. The weather's going to change.
It'll change.
Yeah, it's Denver, too.
Yeah. Well, that's the case with the ongoing Trump crisis. And in this news with Deutsche Bank, apparently at some point last year, Deutsche Bank complied with subpoenas from the New York City Attorney General, Cy Vance, gave all kinds of Donald Trump financial records, Trump Organization financial records, handed them all over to Cy Vance's office. And oh my God, mm-hmm. the relief to know that even if this election goes sideways, there is something waiting in the process mm-hmm. that Donald Trump cannot touch. He cannot, no matter what he does, he cannot interfere with what Cy Vance does, nor can he interfere with what Letitia James is doing in New York mm-hmm. State, which we need to talk mm-hmm. about also. But in terms of this Deutsche Bank subpoena, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office issued a subpoena last year to Deutsche Bank, which has been Mr. Trump's primary lender since the late 1990s. He is in debt by hundreds of thousands of dollars to Deutsche Bank. I'm not surprised that they turned over all these documents because he owes them a ton of money. I want to say somewhere in the range of $350 million is what Trump owes to Deutsche Bank.
Yeah, they've done a whole set of loans.
Yeah, yeah. So in a court filing this week, prosecutors with the district attorney's office cited public reports of possibly extensive and protracted criminal conduct at the Trump Organization and suggested that they were also investigating possible crimes involving bank and insurance fraud. That, huge. Of course, is where Trump lies on his insurance applications, where he lies on his loan applications, where in the case of insurance, he overvalues his properties and so on. For tax purposes, he undervalues his properties. I mean, this is the kind of scam that he's been pulling. It's amazing that the IRS hasn't caught up to this until now. But Deutsche Bank complied with this subpoena over a period of months last year, provided Mr. Vance's office with detailed records, including financial statements and other materials that Mr. Trump had provided to the bank as he sought loans, according to two of the people familiar with the inquiry. Whatever records the Manhattan prosecutors obtain are subject to grand jury secrecy rules and might never become public unless the district attorney's office brings charges and introduces the documents as evidence at a trial, which they, of course, are going to do. I mean, it's gonna happen. We're gonna see this stuff. We're gonna see at some point Donald Trump's tax returns. We're gonna see the Trump Organization's tax returns. People, not only are investigators gonna be cross-referencing those financial documents with the loan applications, with the tax returns, with the actual valuations of the Trump properties and so on, to see where he inflated, see where he undervalued, and that is bank fraud. That is insurance fraud. That is tax evasion. These are all things that are going to send Donald Trump to Dannemora or whatever other state prison in New York, maybe in some cases, depending on where the congressional investigation goes. But I'm already starting to look at Craigslist for available rental places near wherever the prison is that Donald Trump will be held up.
Your vacation home.
Yes.
You can go and stand there and taunt him from the yard.
Yes, where I'm going to set up a lawn chair and I'm going to have all the things that Donald Trump loves. I'm going to have a table loaded with hamburgers and I'm going to sit there with a case of Diet Coke and watch across the fence and laugh at him and just sit there and go like Robert De Niro in Cape Fear. This is going to be me. Sitting outside the prison when he's locked up. He and Junior. Just smoking a big stogie. That's what I'll be doing. And everyone's invited to come along, so that'll be a big party.
Yeah, it's going to be a line.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, it'll be like when Charlton Heston died, and I was like, quick, let's go get his gun, you know.
Do you think it's sinister or worthy of banning on social media for me to say that there's going to be lines to piss on Donald Trump's grave?
I'm in.
Okay, good.
I'm
bringing my Bluetooth speaker and DJing so we can have a dance party.
No, I'm collecting my urine. So there will be gallons of it for me to pour.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to Howard Hughes it all.
They're going to have to bury him at sea like Osama bin Laden.
Oh, shit. Can we make that happen?
I think we should. When he has his gilded funeral procession.
That's right. It'll be gold. It'll be a
people
gold.
People will be, men will drop trow and start peeing on him as he drives by.
You know why I love doing this show? It is absolute therapy, especially now.
It totally is.
It's always been therapeutic from the very beginning, even before Trump, of course, because before Trump and after Trump, there is still an entire universe of crazy, dumb fuck Republicans out there that we have to deal with, and we're always going to have to deal with it.
Chris Kobach went down.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah?
But that's good and bad in the sense that I'm glad he won't become... Yeah. The senator, but it's also bad because he's probably easier to beat.
Yeah, exactly. The Democrat would have had a better shot at winning probably. Against
we'll
Chris
see.
Kobach.
I can't quite squelch the Schadenfreude on that because.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you guys a story later when we're off the air about the lawsuit. So.
Okay. Yeah, there's a teaser. Yeah, everyone's invited to join us on that one, too.
I'm not allowed to talk about it. But.
So Cy Vance is on the march right now, yes. As is New York AG Letitia James,
who
is such a badass. You know, and one of my favorites.
I just love it that Trump is scared of a woman named Letitia James.
I mean,
that's like Cleopatra Jones almost. Like, she's going to kick down the door like Obama.
Yeah.
It's like pouring a pistol at him and be like, you're under arrest.
Well, I got to tell you, this Beethoven theme is getting a good workout today because. Letitia James has filed a civil suit to entirely dissolve the National Rifle Association. Oh, my God. That is just gigantic news.
I didn't know this.
It happened it dropped this morning.
This morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, not just in New York.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you understand what this means in terms of safety for kids in schools?
It's gigantic. It is gigantic on so many different levels. They're not only, Letitia James is not only going after the NRA itself, but several of their top lieutenants after they engaged.
They were fucking funneling Russian money into the 2016 election.
Yes!
They were being marched around by a red-haired Russian agent. Yeah,
Well, so the NRA and several top lieutenants engaged in a decades-long pattern of fraud to raid the coffers, the NRA coffers, of the powerful gun rights group for personal gain, according to a lawsuit filed Thursday by the New York AG, draining $64 million from the nonprofit in just 3 years. Hey, you know what? That's a jar of piss compared to what Donald Trump is draining from the Trump campaign. That's sure.
Is Ollie North a witness? Because remember, he got fired?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You know who else used to work for the NRA, maybe still does, is Dongo Bongo, Dan Bongino, that guy.
Yeah, he was one of their TV hosts.
Yeah. He brought his entire gigantic forehead. He was able to haul that over to the NRA.
But I wonder if North is a witness.
That'd be interesting. I think there's a lot of different people who might come forward in all of this.
I can't wait
for
the testimony.
I can't wait
for the drawings of everybody on the witness stand.
I know.
I just kind of started salivating a little bit. Hang on.
James called for the dissolution of the NRA and removal of CEO Wayne LaPierre from the leadership post he has held for the past 39 years, saying he and others used the group's funds to finance a luxury lifestyle. He's just using it as a slush fund. I mean, that's basically what the NRA is. The NRA is two things, a slush fund for its top brass, and also it's nothing more than a marketing apparatus for the retail firearm industry. That's what it does. The NRA sells guns. Don't lie to yourself if you're an NRA loyalist. Don't lie to yourself and think the NRA...
I'm pretty sure we chased them off a while ago, but...
I know. If they're going to be listening to this. Yeah, lots of NRA supporters listening to the Thursday show, right? but if you happen to be an NRA loyalist, the NRA is not about the Second Amendment. It's not about the Constitution. The Second Amendment, you know what the Second Amendment is? It's an advertising slogan. That's what it is, to sell more guns. They want to sell more guns so more kids can be shot in schools, so more people can be shot in their homes. This is why the NRA exists, to sell guns. And they use the Second Amendment as nothing more than a lame excuse for what they're doing.
Just a cudgel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just, oh my God, just the ripples in my mind of this that are spreading outward in terms of just the obstruction over the years and the threats they've held over the heads of politicians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they own Congress, because what the NRA does, the NRA goes around and they use their gigantic war chest to pay for campaigns, to primary challenge people who are anti-gun. As a consequence of that, you get a lot of Democrats, too, who get sucked into the NRA's web. Not by necessarily any fault of their own. Maybe in some cases because of whatever the constituency, whatever the demographics are of the district. But at the same time, it's really all about just coercion and extortion. You know, if you don't support guns, we're going to screw you and you're going to lose your job. And that's happened on countless occasions.
That it's personally happening to Wayne LaPierre is very gratifying to me, because he is the most repulsive being. I mean, he really is like flesh eating bacteria in a men's warehouse suit. And you know that he thinks of himself as being like this dandy, like he's super, you know, he's like Roger Stone. He's like very vain about his hideous suits.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, he just looks like he smells like Alberto VO5 hairspray and like cheap snake skin, you know, like
he's a terrible, terrible, soulless monster is what he is.
And those grays are going to grow out real bad in prison.
It's about fucking time. So James also
more
asked...
Grecian formula, buddy.
James also asked a New York court to force LaPierre and three key deputies to repay NRA members for the ill-gotten funds and inflated salaries that her investigation found that they took. So basically, Wayne LaPierre has to pay back all the money he horked from this gigantic slush fund. James accused the NRA leaders of flouting state and federal laws and signing off on reports and statements they knew were fraudulent while diverting millions of dollars away from the NRA's charitable mission to benefit themselves and their allies. Someone during the press conference asked James about whether she's going to pass along any information to the IRS, and she basically said no comment. Yeah, so this is why
I love the smell of justice in the morning.
Man, between the Deutsche Bank news, talking about turning my frown upside down. That's what it is. And I shouldn't have doubted for a second that there would be justice incoming in some form or another. That doesn't mean we don't have problems. We do. We have lots of fucking problems. But the Attorney General, by the way, requested that the court bar the four men, LaPierre, General Counsel John Fraser, former Treasurer Woody Phillips, and former Chief of Staff Josh Powell from ever serving in a leadership position for a New York charity in the future. Mm-hmm. This is what happened to the Trump Foundation. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things I was really enjoying about that press conference, other than the broad stroke news of fuck you, NRA. the other news that kept popping up during, of course, the conversation in the press conference was the Trump Foundation, how Letitia James already took down the Trump Foundation, which just makes me so happy. Sometimes we just lose sight of this shit. We lose sight of the fact that, yeah, you know what? We've won some significant victories over the past 3 years or so, despite Donald Trump's amoral stranglehold on the institutions and the functioning of the federal government. We have won some things, and getting that foundation
and people are in
shut
the
down.
Streets. That's what the thing is. You know, he may contest the election, but I think he knows that, like, plenty of us will, if we have to walk to Washington and pull that gate down with our freaking bare hands, we will do it.
Yeah.
To pull him out of that building by his 9-inch comb over hairs, like you said.
Right.
The people are fed up and we're scared and we're tired, and it's just like he keeps running his mouth, and the more he talks now, like I said, he has beclowned himself.
Yeah.
And it just looks worse and worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking the other night. Last night I went through the room when he was doing his press conference when I was headed out for a run, and I was just like, America, whose turn is it to go get drunk Uncle Donald? Uh-huh. He's running off at the mouth again.
Yeah.
Like, come on, white people, we can do better.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah, you know, it was great yesterday because I had to record the Glenn Kirshner interview at 4. Usually I record the interviews at about 1 in the afternoon, mm-hmm. but Glenn had a bunch of previous engagements that he had to take care of, and plus he does his own videos for his YouTube channel. So we didn't get around to doing it until 4, and by the time we finished, I still had to get the show ready and everything like that. I completely and totally forgot about the Trump show yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I missed it, and I was so sad.
Oh, you didn't hear anything, though. It was just the same shit again. It's just him talking about how special and terrific.
Oh, yeah.
And how we've tested more people than anyone else. And mm-hmm. it's the same tape.
Yeah.
Playing in his head again and again.
Have you seen yet the video that's going around of Trump arguing with himself? Someone edited the Axios Jonathan Swan interview, so it looks like it looks like Trump is interviewing Trump. And then they're just confusing each other with the charts and the numbers. And so it is a piece of editing genius. Whoever put that thing together is a genius. It is endlessly funny. Almost as funny. This is my second favorite video that's going around, by the way. Have you seen the Tony and Ezekiel series of videos? Jody, no. Have you seen them?
No, mm-hmm. I haven't.
Okay, you got to go to Twitter or wherever and search for Tony and Ezekiel when the show is over. Someone put together, this is just a video of a dog in the foreground. And the dog is, little dog is facing, and across the way, there's a deer.
Oh, no, I know what you're trying. Yes, I have seen that. It's like Alan and Steve.
Look,
fuck,
I'm
you,
doing
Ezekiel. Fuck you, Tony.
Fuck you, Ezekiel. Fuck you. It's the dog and the deer saying fuck you to each other.
Yeah, it's very funny.
And it is so well done and so mm-hmm. hilarious. And it looks like it's completely impromptu also, because you hear people laughing in the background. So some guy is live doing the voice on video, both voices. And so, seriously, if you want to laugh your ass off, go to social media, go to Twitter, probably Facebook too, the Tony and Ezekiel videos. Those are so damn good. Okay, so you know what everyone hates? We all hate it when people use our photos on their social media without asking us permission. It's always the photo where we look the absolute weirdest. Either we have an awkward look on our faces or we're just not looking our best. We got two solutions for this. Don't sweat it. Either a no unauthorized photos policy, or you got to get yourself some Plexiderm. Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, and under eye bags, all in the comfort of your own home in just a matter of minutes. You don't need plastic surgery. You don't need fillers. None of that stuff. Plexiderm is plastic surgery in a bottle. Plexiderm goes on clear and lasts for hours, so nobody's going to know your secret. Go to tryplexiderm.com. Use my code VOICES for half off a full-size bottle of Plexiderm, plus an additional $10 off, or try a $14.95 trial pack today by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mention the code VOICES. Again, visit triplexiderm.com. Use the code VOICES for 50% off a full-size bottle plus an additional $10 off, or try a $14.95 trial pack when you use the code VOICES at triplexiderm.com. Thank you.
The Bob Seska Show.
Everybody's busy, everybody dying, everybody's out of town, nobody's trying. Everybody's signed up, except those who deserve it. Still looking for my way, but I was there when it was worth it.
Yeah, this is the great Brian Lissick, brand new single, recorded during quarantine, etc. This is called Junior High School. Link in the description at bobseska.com. There's a video that goes along with it, too. Brian Lissick's one of my favorites here in the show. Bobseska.com/music. If you want to submit your songs for the show, we'll play them here. We'll play them out of commercials, and then we'll play them again during the Indie Music Countdown at the end of the month. Had a brand new Indie Music Countdown this past weekend, in case you missed it. You want to check it out because, oh my God, some great songs. And the next one, the next Indie Music Countdown coming up in August, will most likely lead off with the brand new hit single from Astral Summer.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah.
Hey.
And my buddy Dave.
Yep.
Featuring Demon Semen.
Demon Semen Dreamin'.
Yeah, actually, the single's going up on Bandcamp tomorrow at astralsummer.bandcamp.com.
And
then I'm actually maybe going to be on the Stephanie Miller show next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I heard that too. Is that going to be, did you say next week or when?
Yeah.
When is that? Next week?
Yeah, they had a full roster for this week, so yeah. I'm probably going to be on next week.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
Oh, my God. Well, so here's some more good news. It's just a cavalcade of great news today. I kind of like this. I kind of like this vibe where it's just nothing but one good news story after another. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer are working on a solution to the Postal Service situation within the context of the COVID relief negotiations. So that's all actually happening. So if it's up to Nancy Pelosi, if it's up to Chuck Schumer, it's up to both of them. They could end up muscling Trump and Louis DeJoy into cutting the shit with this goddamn Postal Service. I mean,
I want to know what Richard Blumenthal saw in the skiff.
No shit.
Because he looked like he had seen a ghost.
When was this?
Yeah. Was this the other day. He went in for a classified briefing
on Russian
interference in this year's
foreign
election.
Interference.
Foreign altogether.
Oh,
and
my God,
he basically wants it to be declassified so that
immediately
we can look at it.
Are you deliberately trying to take the lead out of my pencil, David?
Sorry.
Is that what you guys are doing? I'm just like suddenly, no.
This is good news, though, with what you're talking about. Bob, what you were talking about, though, is good.
He was talking about something good?
Yeah, well, what you were talking about was good because basically Mitch McConnell has admitted he's going to have to work with Democrats to get anything passed, Democrats are in a better negotiating position.
Yeah, yeah. And I get the sense that Mitch McConnell isn't giving...
He wants to be reelected.
Yeah, he's got no fucks left for Donald Trump right now.
Right, and he's in a race. I mean, the polling is nasty for Amy McGrath, but then again, she's barely, you know, it just happened that she got the nomination, so let's, you know, calm down. But he wants to be reelected, and people in Kentucky need their unemployment. They need their medications. They need all this stuff too. Just because, you know, just because Mitch McConnell may not like the post office or, you know, elections, his people do.
Yeah.
That's what I was actually, somebody was saying yesterday, I had something going while I was working on something else, so I can't remember who was talking, but he was saying, you know, a lot of Republicans vote by mail-in.
Mm-hmm.
And that if they, you know, are really going to crush the mail-in voting thing, then they have cut off their nose to spite their face because, and they're doing that with COVID too because older Americans are the people who are dying the most.
Yeah,
and it just in their rabid lust to own the libs, they have completely fucked themselves.
Well, Glenn Kirshner said yesterday that what Trump is doing with Louis DeJoy and the post office right now is prosecutable. So there is a possibility that if the next AG, fingers crossed for a Democratic AG, could, if motivated, go after that too as part of this Trump Crimes Commission. I think that's a great fucking idea. It's beyond just a great idea. It's something that absolutely has to happen. Joe Biden was saying earlier today, I think, that he was kind of hedging on the whole let's prosecute Trump as soon as I'm inaugurated thing. But he also said, I'm not going to tell my AG what to do. If my AG decides, if the Department of Justice decides to pursue former Trump officials and Trump himself, that's going to be their prerogative. He's not going to get in the way of any of that.
That basically means let's strike the blow and hide the hand.
Exactly.
That means I'm going after him.
Yeah, I'm totally cool with that. Let's see. Let's go back to COVID here.
You guys both said, in this exact same tone of voice right there.
Yeah.
It is so cute.
Here's some more good news. Hey, you want some more good news? How about some more good news for you?
Bring it.
Facebook and Twitter forced Trump to remove disinformation about children and COVID. I think Facebook just summarily took down the posts.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter gave him an ultimatum. They disabled his ability to post on Twitter until he took down the posts about this ridiculousness about children, which, by the way, during Chopper Talk this morning, he kept repeating it again. He kept saying it again. And when he was asked about it, he was like, look at all the papers, look at all, read the things and the things in the reading and the papers.
Books, read the books.
Yeah. They read the books. And that was like,
you never read a fucking book in your life, you sack of garbage.
He didn't even read his own book. I'm positive of it. He doesn't have
the attention. Since somebody ate a bad corn dog at Coney Island and vomited on some beach trash and he was spawned.
The only things he
reads. He has not read a single book.
I mean, if there was a book that was nothing but a compilation of all the things that get said about him in the press, he would read that book. That's what makes me think that he goes through his mentions on Twitter. Especially the blue check mentions. I get the sense that he does check that shit out. Maybe scrolls down a little bit of the way and sees a few of them, but that's all it takes. Meanwhile, Mike DeWine, the governor of Ohio, like minutes before he was supposed to meet with Donald Trump this morning in Ohio, Mike DeWine has tested positive for COVID.
Well, and somebody on Twitter was very funny, and they said, people will do anything to get out of meeting with Trump. That's funny.
Yes, that is good. I would think of ways. I would stay if I was meeting with Trump. I would want to meet with Trump.
I would if I had COVID. I would lick him.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wouldn't go that far. What I would do?
No, I'm just. Can you imagine that?
I would.
Be one
I would.
Of those
I'd take it for the team, man.
Mouth,
I would
be,
totally
like, oily,
take it for the team.
Kind of a
it.
Makeup-y beetroot taste.
I would. I totally do it. I would take one for the team, guys. Fucking tongue kiss that motherfucking ugly mug.
Oh just my God, I would love to see that. The
no,
other thing,
have no, you, I would have to look away.
Have either of you
look
seen
away,
the movie?
Look away, Dixieland.
Have either of you seen the movie Mallrats? The Kevin,
I
think it was
Mall
Kevin
Rats.
Kevin Smith's second movie, Mallrats.
Yeah.
Jason Lee does something in that movie to Michael Rooker.
Yes.
So fucking funny. He does a stink palm. It's a classic move. Uh-huh. It's a childish move where Jason Lee like jammed his hand between his butt cheeks and got all of his butt juices all over his hand and then went up and was feeding Michael Rooker chocolate covered pretzels. It is one of the classic scenes in a Kevin Smith movie. And so, oh yes, if I'm invited to the White House, I'm stink palming Donald Trump. That's what I'm doing. And that's why I will never ever end up meeting Donald Trump. The universe will not
really,
give that
honestly,
to me.
I do not think that I could just like keep myself from just running at him and kicking furiously and punching him. You know, I mean, it would just be like, they'd be like, you know.
Why is that making me laugh so much? That is so funny. Just T-Rex, just nothing but knees and elbows.
Like, Mr. President, this is David Ferguson. David Ferguson. I'd be like, ah! You know, just like over the desk.
Yeah,
big
and then
T-Rex tail trailing behind me.
Trump screaming.
You can't let that happen to me.
And then Dana just like,
oh man, if I could be an actual T-Rex for one day and like just grab him in my jaws and shake him until he started to come apart.
Like the lawyer in Jurassic Park. Like when he gets the lawyer in the toilet.
Yeah.
Oh man, we are
good
so
times.
Mean. We're so mean. Why are we so? Why are we such bullies?
He's made me mean. I used to be nice.
Yes, that is true. When I was doing the show with Chez, I was always the happy one.
He was Eeyore.
Yeah, Chez was Eeyore, and I was the happy fun guy.
I just pictured you as a smiling mushroom for a second when you were like happy fun guy. Just boink, you know.
Fun? Wow.
Fun, yeah.
Fun.
I used to be. That was all about me. And then Chez was, hello.
Now you're 10 pounds of angst in an 8-pound bag. Bless your heart.
Hey, you want some more good news? I got some more good news. So L.A. Mayor Garcetti says he's going to shut off the water and power to locations throwing large parties.
Yep. I love it. And where the people are having these parties, by the way, are in very wealthy neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like Holmby Hills is super wealthy. It's between Beverly Hills and Bel Air. So, and those, and people are having parties in Beverly Hills. And I mean, my niece, she works for a catering company.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she's been, she went, they were catering some wedding which had like 20 people in the Palisades.
Yeah.
And so the servers had to wear masks because that's the only way you're allowed to do your job. And the woman hosting the party said, well, I don't want you guys to wear masks. It'll make my guests uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
oh my God,
her one of the people that was working there, she says, "I'm not working here without one."
Yeah,
yeah, no.
That's how we're allowed to do this job.
I can't believe people are having weddings. I
they
mean,
are.
We're, people aren't even having funerals here. I mean,
I
it's
know
just,
the degree of American delusion is off the fucking chart. Mm-hmm. People think they can just do this shit, and there's nothing to worry about. It can't happen possibly to them. Mm-hmm. There's just this sense of almost like teenage immortality that is pervasive in the American population right now. This, and what it amounts to in serious terms, is just this rank entitlement and irresponsibility. It's staggering. And we all knew that it was kind of leading to something like this, where this degree of me, 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 gimme, 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 I want, I want, I want, that level of entitlement would manifest itself in the complete inability to do the responsible thing in a society. And mm-hmm. we're seeing it all over
I
the place.
I still think if we had a decent president, if someone like if President Clinton had handled this, A, it would have never gotten this far.
Right.
You know, and B, I mean, she would have had committees on top of committees. We would have had instant testing. But I mean, it just.
Yeah. Well,
this didn't have to be this way.
Right.
Sure.
But unfortunately, we have, you know, this freaking bullshit industry of right wing radio and Fox News and their fucking pustule of a president that they've produced. It's just constantly spouting garbage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's convinced people that, like I said, informationally, that they can live on bacon and Snickers bars. Mm-hmm. And
that's what's happening. People can live on bacon and Snickers bars as long as there's Lipitor. That's the trade-off. So,
right.
Here's the thing, too. Here's another story. This is not good news, but this is another example of just the indiscriminate madness happening in the world out there, you know, circulating around COVID. A Florida man was arrested this week after confronting a child wearing a mask at a restaurant. Spitting in his face.
Spitting
in the child's face when the boy refused to take off the mask. This is this comes to us from Treasure Island, Florida. So thank you, Florida.
Oh my God. Treasure Island, Florida.
Jason Copenhaver.
It's an actual place.
Do your thing, Internet. Jason Copenhaver approached the child's table Sunday and asked the boy if he was wearing a mask, according to Treasure Island police. Authorities did not release the boy's age, thank God. Police said the 47-year-old then told the child to take off the mask. He then grabbed the boy's hand tightly and put his face next to the child's, telling the boy he now had the coronavirus, according to police reports.
Was he drunk?
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's like at this point, they're driven to such degrees of madness right now. Publicly speaking, I mean, we're seeing it all over the place. You know, Chris Evans, who I think his Twitter handle is Not Captain America. The Not Captain America has been sharing all of the white people going batshit videos. And we're seeing it all over the place where, you know, you see a guy going into his apartment building, suddenly an old white man without a mask on has to approach that guy and determine whether or not that guy actually lives in that apartment. I mean, it's just happening everywhere. Mm-hmm. Then you hear stories like this where this guy, for no reason, is harassing this child and literally giving the kid, trying to give the kid a coronavirus. It says here, the victim stated that Copenhaver was in such close proximity that spit particles from Copenhaver's mouth landed in his face. An officer wrote in the police report. So this is happening, and it's because...
Can you imagine if that was your kid?
I know, I know.
Copenhaver, or whatever his name was, would be a dead man. I would have his head on a stick. They would still try to pull me off of him at this point. You know, they would be in jail, and they'd be like, have crowbars in the jaws of life, and I'd still be like leaving teeth marks on him, you know?
You'd just be kicking him like you kick Donald Trump, right?
I would wear my biggest Doc Martens and just be like... Nice to meet you. Prepare to die. God, you know, like, just...
I mean, what it is there's a lot of cognitive dissonance going on right now, where they're hearing scientists say one thing, Then they're hearing Trump say something else. And then they're hearing Trump contradicting Trump. So they're just
anytime
like,
you have that kind of wiggle room, people are always going to take the path of least resistance. They're going to take the one that's the most convenient for them.
Well, they, people don't know what to believe. And I'm talking about the red hats. They don't know which end is up. Because one day Trump will say one thing, and the next day he'll say something differently after. You know, it's like the thing with Beirut. It's like Donald Trump just accidentally blurts, okay, you know what? I gotta do it. I'm late for a commercial. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Beirut thing here after we talk about the newdealshop.com. Did you know that a large percentage of the face masks sold on the market today are fraudulent? Many of them claim to have levels of filtration they don't meet, or worse, have virtually no filtration at all. A very small number of manufacturers have respirator mask models that are tested in the U.S. by the NPPTL and authorized by the FDA. Buying a mask model that has been approved by the FDA is the best way to ensure you and your family are getting a true respirator mask. These masks filter to greater than 95% efficiency and can be reworn, making them a perfect choice, as wearing masks is one of the key things we can do to keep ourselves and our neighbors safe. Right now, thenewdealshop.com has FDA-authorized N95 respirator masks with anti-fake stickers on every single package. These respirator masks are in stock in the U.S. and ship immediately for free for my listeners by adding the code SEXYLIBERAL, two words. That's free shipping if you add the code SEXYLIBERAL. You can even get 10% off the Clean Phone UV sanitizer just for buying these FDA-authorized masks. Go to thenewdealshop.com now and get verified, authenticated, FDA-authorized N95 masks shipped immediately to your home or business. That's thenewdealshop.com. TheNewDealShop.com. Thank you.
Bob Seska.
This is a low-budget love song. There's no car chasing, no moon falling from the sky, or mountains crumbling to the sea. I just want to be around you. I'll try to say it plain. And if you don't believe me, I'll spell it out again. I know it's intricate step work. We don't want to.
Who is this? I love this voice.
This is actually a country singer. His name is Scott Cook. There's a song called Leave a Light On from his brand new album, Tangle of Souls, out now. And
I could sit and listen to him sing all day.
Oh, yeah. This is such
it's
a
got that David
song.
Gray quality that's got that super honest feeling. Like, yeah. He is telling me exactly what's in his heart. You know?
And there's a song on here that they're promoting as a single called Say Can You See, which is kind of a rah-rah America, but from more of a sane normals point of view. It's not like the Toby Keith crap from 2004 or whatever it was. This is a
patriotism as opposed to nationalism.
Exactly, exactly.
Patriotism
right.
is loving your country. And nationalism so, yeah. is stalking it.
And yeah. while I like Say Can You See, this particular song, Leave a Light On. I couldn't stop listening to this song, so I desperately had to play it. So again, that's Scott Cook. Link in the description at bobseska.com to support Scott Cook, to support Brian Lissick before, and all of our indie musicians here in the show. So Beirut, Donald Trump, during his Trump show the other day, accidentally said that it was an attack. That is not the word from the White House.
And then tried to retcon it.
Yeah, exactly, you know, right. Exactly, just, like, exactly, exactly. Yeah, it was like when he says something, he mispronounces a word. Yeah, yeah.
And then he tries to, oh, Yo Semites. You know, I need to go back to
Yo
the
Semites,
Tuesday
too. It was Semites and Semites.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Buzz was saying Yo Semites is a religious sect in Pennsylvania.
I thought exactly. that
was hysterical.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in this case, he said attack mistakenly and then had to then just justify the mistaken use of the word attack by continuing to say it was an attack. He'll never, ever, ever admit that he fucked up. Not even when he mispronounces a fucking word, and then it suddenly he goes, "Well, look, look." He always says, he always does that. There's a great video going around from The Daily Show. It's on The Daily Show's Twitter account. I'm not going to play it here because the sound of his voice makes my audience vomit. So I can't actually play it. But
do it in prepubescent Trump.
It cuts together all of Donald Trump mispronouncing words and having his little short circuits.
Minneapolis. Or he says that like five times.
The new
it's
one
a
is
smaller version of Minneapolis. It exists in a parallel dimension. Yeah.
Yeah. The new one is Plasma. That's the one that's driving me nuts.
Plasma.
Plasma is the new industry. That's another one that drives me crazy. At some point, Donald Trump learned to say the word industry as industry. And now he's learned to say the word plasma as plasma. And by the way, I like the Jonathan Capehart spelling of that, which is P-L-O-Z, plasma. M-A, which is really good. But this is the, in case you missed it, this is the Yosemite's clip. This is high-pitched Biff.
When young Americans experience the breathtaking beauty of the Grand Canyon, when their eyes widen in amazement as Old Faithful bursts into the sky, when they gaze upon Yosemite's,
oh, you stupid, stupid sack of hair.
That was so great.
I can't wait until he crawls back into the cyst that he oozed out of.
That's so disgusting, but so funny at the same time.
Oh, shit.
So three Defense Department officials contradicted Trump's claim that the explosion in Beirut was an attack. The defense officials said they didn't know what Trump was talking about. See, that's the thing. That's why people are going nuts. That's why guys are going into Burger Kings and slapping the counter clerks. I mean, that's why all this shit is going down, because Donald Trump blurts stuff and then all these people, all of these red hat loyalists start repeating the same thing on their social media, only to be contradicted when the actual facts emerge. And so that's why they've got to constantly go back to their old escape hatch of the fake news. Oh, well, it must be fake news. Or, where are you getting those numbers? I don't believe those numbers.
Did you hear about the Wayfair thing? QAnon conspiracy that Wayfair would send you a child in a box if you asked for one, like...
Yeah, wait, there was sex trafficking.
What?
Yeah, if you ordered from Wayfair, you could get a child that they would sex traffic to you.
In your flat pack shelf.
It's not an Onion story, is it?
No, it's the latest QAnon thing. Yeah.
Like,
oh, so QAnon is saying that Wayfair is sending children. Okay, so it is like just a stupid conspiracy theory. It's not a real thing, is it?
But it's apparently, thank God.
People believe it.
Well, I'm sure they do.
I'm just like, does it show up with holes poked in the top so the kid can breathe?
Yes, so the baby kid, so the child can breathe, certainly.
So, T-minus 5, 4, 3, Donald Trump is going to be tweeting about this soon, isn't it?
Probably.
Oh, my God.
I hate him.
Oh, my God.
And Mike Pence doesn't like Justice Roberts.
No, he doesn't. He thinks... He thinks Justice Roberts isn't doing the right thing for the conservative movement.
It's not his job.
Yeah,
to do
Justice
that.
Roberts just peed on his face on Fire Island. Now he's still mad about it.
Oh my God. Oh, holy
they
shit.
They both get like the big, just the gayometer just goes, you know, like over into the red every time I look at them.
Well, Trump has to deliver his RNC speech from the White House. He's apparently going to try to do it from the White House lawn, which, by the way, not a violation of the Hatch Act, because the Hatch Act doesn't apply to the president and the vice president. But any White House employee who works on that fucking speech will, in fact, be violating the Hatch Act.
Yep.
So that's a fact. And
I'll just plagiarize one of Michelle Obama's.
Yeah. And I've never shied away from making corrections to things that I've said on Twitter. I don't mind saying, fuck, I was wrong. And I was wrong about that, because Buzz posted the breaking news thing about Trump saying that he's going to do the RNC speech from the White House. And I said, illegal. Mm-hmm. He can't do now. And I was completely wrong. I get one of these.
You guys see the pictures of that Georgia school where all the kids are in the hall with no masks on?
Oh my God, yes. That was one of the things that I saw yesterday that was turning
me
into...
They had positive cases at that school. Their football team had gotten together to drill the week before in this gym, and a bunch of them came up positive, and then it's just like the people are just plowing ahead heedlessly, like, none of this matters, and just ignore that stack of bodies.
Yep. It's this sadistic president that we have right now who doesn't
people
care.
People in my town are doing an over-under on like when the university will finally realize it has to send the kids back home.
Yeah.
Because they're having classes. They're getting, and the dorms here are run by a private corporation, like a for-profit prison company.
And they're
pressuring the university to pack as many freshmen and students into the dorms as they can and not observe social distancing rules in the housing.
It's such madness, because what's happening is kids are going in, getting sick, and then they have to shut down the school anyway. It's like, what's the point of opening in the first place? Just so we can get a bunch of people sick. I guess that's the whole point.
Lonnie's sister works at a charter school in Florida, and they're planning on doing in-person classroom right now. And she's like, I don't understand it. She's like, one person gets, because a lot of teachers apparently at that school teach multiple classes. Like, they don't teach the same 30 kids. You know, they change, you know, so they have different students. So they're super exposed to a bunch of people, and then they would be exposing those people. And so she's like, one teacher gets sick. That's done. All those classes are canceled.
Yep.
You know, and she's like, I don't understand, because they were doing it remotely before the end of the school year. Mm-hmm. They figured it out very quickly. I mean, and the thing is that's sad about all of this is a lot of rural schools don't have access to the internet properly. Mm-hmm. So that kind of teaching is not even available because we don't have the infrastructure for them. And also public schools don't have, like, if you're going to do the in-person stuff, they don't have the room to separate children. They don't have the right filtration systems. Maybe they can't even open the windows or put on fans. You know, it's just
the distance learning isn't as good. And our kids will be behind a little bit.
Yeah, because if they miss graduate school, high school at 20 instead of at 19.
But they'll be alive.
Yeah.
You know, and the teachers will be alive. And mm-hmm. the first responders and medical workers will be alive. Mm-hmm. It just...
Hey, look, we got some breaking news. Donald Trump is delivering some sort of rally in Cleveland from a tarmac somewhere. Mm-hmm. And let me set this up by saying, Joe Biden is one of those Catholics who on Ash Wednesday mm-hmm. keeps the ashes on his forehead all day. Like when I would go in for Ash Wednesday services and we would all get the ashes on our forehead, I couldn't wait to wipe them off. Right. I mean, I was in the bathroom like seconds later, just like scrubbing it off because I don't like this shit. I mean, it just looks weird. But Joe Biden is so Catholic. He keeps them on. It keeps the ashes on all day. Donald Trump on this tarmac just said, talking about Joe Biden, no religion, no anything, hurt the Bible, hurt God. He's against God. Trump
Didn't
said.
He say that to Geraldo too? I think he said that to Geraldo Rivera
as well. It's the big crayons talking. You know, it just like it's like man, woman, person, TV, camera. Like it just
plasma.
I love lamp. You're just naming plasma. Things you see in the room, aren't you, Donald?
Plasma.
You're just
yo,
saying
sevenites.
Things like, you know, like it's. Do you remember the Sinead O'Connor SNL sketch where she was like trying to ingratiate herself to the crowd and saying that it was a picture of the devil that she tore up and they were still booing her? And she's like, it was a picture of him. It's just like, that's what I feel like with Donald Trump. He's like, Joe Biden hates God.
He hates God. It's an amazing thing coming from Donald Trump. From Donald Trump saying that Joe Biden, of all people, Senator Catholic Joe Biden. Donald Trump has never been
to get on the pro-choice bandwagon because of that.
I know a lot of people didn't like Biden because he's Catholic, but he's never legislated that way.
No,
you know?
he never has.
He's a pro-choice Catholic because that's not his place. That's a personal decision. He understands that. He's a very good Catholic. He's a very good practicing Catholic.
I mean, if Donald Trump got Ash Wednesday ashes on his forehead, he would explode like that guy mm-hmm. from Scanners. That's what
would
happen
to
his
foundation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jesus Christ, Donald Trump, of all people, is impugning Joe Biden's religion. It's unbelievable. I mean, talk about through the looking glass. And of course, the frustrating thing about this, as much as we laugh at Donald Trump's bullshit, there are 40% of the people who are going, yeah, woo, go Donald Trump, tell it like it is. They like him because he tells it like it is. The guy who's lied 20,000 times tells it like it is. Okay, big post-mortem show.
Hey, let's thank our listeners really quick, because I feel like, hey, listeners, we love you a lot.
We do, of course.
This is therapeutic for us, but, you know, there are lots of people who are stuck at home, they're bored, they're sad, they're scared, and we love you, and we are grateful for you, your support, and that you listen to us.
Yeah, the feeling is absolutely mutual. It swings both ways, because we help you guys help us more than we can possibly describe. I mean, the ability to do this show, to have the show in the first place is something that I never take for granted, because it is entirely about not only all of our listeners who listen on all the other platforms, but also our Patreon listeners that keep this show afloat with money, especially in a time when we're in a deep recession, jobs are tight. I can't thank you guys enough. It's really a special thing that you've allowed us to do here, and I'll never take it for granted. So, again, the Patreon page is bobseskashow.com. T-Rex's Patreon page is patreon.com/the T-Rex Report. Jody Hamilton's podcast is at from-the-bunker.com. Okay, well, you know what? I'm just going to keep talking because we're not done talking yet. So that's the end of the show. We'll see you on the after party on Friday and again next Tuesday. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
Bye.